you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank. To another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. I'm wearing a shirt that says Eat More Hemp. And like, as a pregnant person, I keep wearing like all of these like
skank-related
shirts, right? But still, when this was bunched up, I was even more insecure about being a little chubbier and having a shirt that says Eat More. It was bothering me, dude. I'd rather show the drug part off. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that's so funny. Oh my God.
That's where I'm at right now.
What's up?
Nothing. We both not know how to say it, dude?
Dude. You guys. We don't know where to start with this.
I don't know where to start.
This is truly one of the most, I wouldn't say awkward.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind.
Not as being annoying for this. Okay. We are ending the podcast.
Mommy and Mommy are still going to be in each other's lives.
Yeah, we're ending Broad Topics on a serious note. We can't take anything serious. But and I know you're like, is this really happening? And am I really listening? And we're laughing, but we're laughing through the pain. We're both really sad about it. It's nothing like crazy. We're not in a fight.
We've had a very amicable breakup.
Yeah.
Over the course of this week, where it was really difficult to record as many pods as we wanted. Mm-hmm. Because like,
we're both busy.
We're both really busy. It's a huge strain that we were happy to do for a while, to like come see each other all the way across the country to do episodes, but like, it's truly a strain.
We have to fly to each other every couple months, and then Mike and I'm working now like a regular job, so I'm not able to take off as much anymore,
and it's like all
the
time.
Alex is having a baby.
I'm having a baby, and then on top of that, it's like Kim is truly my best friend, and I'm only seeing her in the context of like having 4 days together where we need to record 8 episodes of a podcast, which is like it doesn't sound like it would be a lot of pressure, but like with everything else going on in our lives, it's actually a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, why have this massive pressure
when we could just have a friendship?
When we could just be, I think 5 years of doing podcasts together has laid the foundation for a wonderful friendship that we could just continue.
Yeah.
So it's just not going to be a friendship for you guys anymore. It's going to be for us now.
Dumping you, actually.
To be honest, we're breaking up with you.
Yeah, it's not you, it's us.
It's not you, it's definitely us. It's not that guys, we don't appreciate you.
We're sad. You think we didn't think about smoothing?
Didn't
discuss our loyal friends from day one?
I know
and fans?
For a fact that this is going to significantly affect Smoovin' to Cat's life.
Okay? Our number one fan. You guys have been there for us for so long. The people that really rocked with us for the podcast, dude, we love you. We appreciate you. Truly,
I've met some fans of this podcast at Skankfest, and it's honestly one of the coolest things in the world to have like people who actually care about what us two idiots have to say.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did we start? 5 years ago?
5 years ago.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
5 years, hundreds of
Maybe
episodes.
Maybe a little less, but almost.
Hundreds?
Hundreds. In the 200s, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Hundreds of episodes, 5 years ago. The content we've done has been so much fun. We've truly had the funniest fucking moments of our lives.
Truly
recorded on this podcast.
Also thinking of like how in like a weird way, doing this podcast has shaped me in so many ways. Like, think of all of the things that we were like, let's just do it for the pod so that we have something to talk about on the pod. We'll just do this. We'll do that.
Yeah.
It's like led to some of the most absolutely fun days of my entire life, like Six Flags and like crazy shit.
Yep.
So it's not that we don't love it or love each other. It's just that we're done.
We're done.
We're moving on.
Well, I tried it when you know, it was something that I had been feeling for maybe the last month. I've just like work's picked up a little bit and it was I've sort of became overwhelmed with how busy I was and really trying to keep up with this podcast. I love it so much. And it was so funny because like when I brought it up to you, I didn't know how to.
Kim was like, how are we going to keep doing the podcast once you have the baby? And I was like, I don't know, dude, maybe we shouldn't.
And I was like, do you mean it? I'm so tired. But we are like so sad. It's so weird.
It's sad. And I've never had an amicable breakup over like anything ever.
No. Yeah. I thought this would end in a restraining order. But that same time when I said it to Alex, I'm like, how long was it supposed to last? Were we supposed to be in our 80s going, what's up, everybody? What's welcome up, to everyone? Another episode. Like, how do podcasts, if they end eventually?
I mean, yeah.
All things end.
Not
people.
That we've like completely run the like length of stupid things that we could talk about. It's just I don't know how much longer I can put all of this effort into just being stupid on a show while I'm about to be. All I do is talk about
if dick. We lived on the same coast, we could be idiots for
I'll be idiots
a
for
few
the,
more
for
years
another 20 honestly. Dude,
same. But I
honestly, if we ever do live on the same coast, I would consider picking it up again and definitely doing another show together.
Same.
It's just a lot. It's a lot to get on a 6-hour flight at 5 months pregnant to go record episodes and be a stupid girl with you.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's a lot. It did feel when I told you and you're like, I'm tired too. It felt like when you were trying to break up with a guy and you're like thinking about it for a long time and you're like, I'm gonna really break his heart, he's into me, this is not gonna be good for him, and you wait and then you do it and he's like, I was thinking the same thing, and you're like, were you
not you wanting to break up with me?
It's actually insane, dude.
Yeah, it's really, it's sad, but I mean, how nice is it gonna be next time We visit hang. Each other and just
we're
have
really
a chill hang, dude.
We're really, 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 really looking forward to our entire friendship has been since this podcast started. Our friendship started on this podcast,
which is very cute. Like, I came over to hang out with Kim one on one for the very first time ever on episode 001 of this show.
Yeah. And
it's the cutest thing.
It's really, really cute. And I think that we're just both looking forward to being friends.
Yes.
And not like it being like work every time we're around each other that we have to do.
We're simply taking our relationship out of the public eye.
We sound like we're getting married.
Not me waking up in the middle of the night last night.
Okay, they know I sleep topless.
We've slept together, I mean, probably 100 times in the last 5 years. And the last night was the first time ever I woke up with my leg out, Kim's leg on top of my leg. We're full on cuddling.
I was topless. She was pregnant.
So yeah, the friendship's not ending, but the pod sadly is.
I know we're laughing. I know it sounds wrong. And I know that a bunch of people are sad hearing this.
Yeah. And I get it. I'm sad when my favorite podcasts end too. And we know that we're definitely one of your favorites and that you're going to always keep talking about this podcast.
You'll get us tattooed on you.
If you want to get a Broad Topics tattoo.
You'll name
be
your kids
cool.
Kim and Alex.
That would be great. Sisters named Kim and Alex after us.
Shit. And the third one, name it Broad. Fuck it.
They'll have the strongest bond.
They will.
Kim, Alex, and Sue, your triplets.
Listen, speaking of Sue, I think that we have, for this last episode, I think that we'll make it a little bit emotional. I think that we have so many times that
something unpredictable.
We'll let the music do it.
The end is right. Cue that song right here.
That we had a bunch of moments that we've had so much fun together and that we talk about all the time. And in case you miss any, we are going to do a little recap episode for our last episode.
These are our favorite moments of the show.
Our favorite moments.
When we think about, like, these episodes, we can't handle it. It's so funny. Mm-hmm. Stupid things.
Okay, so enjoy.
Here it is. And we will miss you.
We will. Another
turning point of forks. Remember when we met Sue?
I remember
Sue. So she's the lady. She's the lady who was like, take that shit in the corner. I'm giving it to Goodwill already. And over the course of us shopping at her garage sale for like an hour or so, she let out a little more of her personality by the minute.
The more she told us, the more she gave us free shit, the more we had to know. It was the rule for taking her shit is we have to have her story permanently ingrained in who we are as people. Listen, now we're going to start this. I wish that we could have like the story of Sue.
Frank, work on that.
The story of Sue. If you could have one cigarette, just go.
So she's like this petite old lady, right? She can't be taller than I guess she's like 5'7" or so, but she's so petite. She's wasted away. Sue.
She looks like Tan Mom.
Yeah. She's got white hair. She looks
she's
really
got like a
old.
Bowl cut, like a little bit of like a.
Yeah, like white hair, like really, really short, cute.
She's adorable.
She's adorable.
She's smoking a cigarette.
Raspy old voice.
She sounds like me now.
She sounds like the character that we'd been doing since before we met her.
Whatever we've been doing since we started this, that's Sue.
So. First of all, Kim knows me. She knew that I was like not this lady had just bags of her clothes, and I was like, I'm not looking through this shit. This is fucking crazy.
How pro was I?
And Kim was like, you better look through those bags, all right? This is all free. And I opened up the bags, and it's like I was Sue in a different life. She wore the same perfect size as me. There's all of these like cool acid wash jeans and like dope shit from the 70s. She used to ride motorcycles, fucking cool hats and shit. All this stuff that I would buy fresh off the rack if I saw it, Sue was just giving me for free. It fits me like a fucking glove.
Every time we grabbed something, she'd thank us, and that's when I knew something was up.
She was like, thank you, I'm telling you. The less money that goes to the fucking CEO of Goodwill, the better.
And I said, that's right, Sue. Do you want these Bundt cake makers?
So he's been ripping us off for years, Sue. You want these?
Hey, Sue, what you got inside?
I know you said take it. I just want to double check.
I was doing that. I was going, are you sure this grandfather clock?
Are you sure we can?
Meanwhile, I'm in the corner firing up eBay. Like it's my job. I've said this once or twice tonight. I'm looking through Sue's trinkets as if they were my own grandfather's.
But also, as Sue is watching me unbox her clothes with like the joy on my face, she's deciding that she's done with everything at her garage sale, and she's like, you know what? Fuck it. It's not just this corner. Everything here is free for you.
She makes
guys.
The announcement mid us going through her trash, and we celebrate like the rats that we are.
We fucking dance.
We're like, thank you, Sue.
We dance like banshees about it.
I can't.
We fucking hooted and hollered all about that shit. We're like, Sue, we cannot thank you enough. I can't believe you would give all this to us for absolutely
we're saying
nothing.
Thank you. She's like, no, I'm done.
She's like, no, thank
day.
You. Please lug it away. Take it all.
She goes, she starts spilling more. She goes, take all those clothes. And you're like, oh my God, they're perfect. They're like a size small. They're a size zero like I am. She goes, I used to fit in those, but now I'm sick. I'm a little skinnier.
She was flexing on being, she said it seven times.
She told
goes,
us,
yeah, I used to be a size small, but all that's too big on me now. She was very.
The way she was so proud to be sick.
It's like she's always been looking forward to losing weight in her life. But even though she always wore a size small, it was like she always wanted to be smaller than a small. Yes. She was so happy
she
to be
so
smaller
happy.
Than small.
She was so happy to be sick. I've never seen anyone more proud. And then she was like smoking a cigarette. She's like, I've had a tough day. I shouldn't be smoking cigarettes.
I've had such a tough day. I didn't put down my cigarette when my ex-husband drove by.
I'm gonna get in trouble for that, but you know what? Fuck it.
I'm 75 years old. Sue looks 89.
She said she was 70. She said, I'm 70 years old. I could smoke a cigarette when I want to. She looked 83.
She looked dead.
She looked bad.
She looked bad.
And her specific reasoning, she offered all this information to us. She said, you know, my ex-husband gets upset when he drives past here, sees me smoking cigarettes because I've been coughing up blood recently.
And we're like in her stuff.
We're fucking got her blankets wrapped around us.
Alex has her crocheted blanket and a hat on from Sue.
We both got hepatitis now, long story short.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The way I was knuckle deep in bunk cake pans of Sue's.
Talking about coughing up blood and she was so proudly smoking another cigarette.
She's like, I could do whatever I want. If I want to cough up blood on every damn thing here, he can suck my ass.
She mentioned,
okay, can I have this lamp?
She mentioned being smaller than a size small at least four times, and she mentioned coughing up blood at least twice.
At least two times.
At least twice.
I heard two. You heard two?
I heard two. Okay. I heard two separate mentions about 5 minutes apart about how she coughs up blood sometimes.
But she was a great lady.
I love her. She told me that I better think of her when I wear that hat, and God damn it, I will.
All right, you guys, let's take a second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors. The holidays are coming early this year, everybody. And if you're still not sure what to get the man in your life, then look no further than our friends at manscaped.com. The leading men's hygiene brand just launched new products that your man will actually use, including their new shower time favorite, the Body Buffer. It's time to give the man in your life the gift of smooth balls and a good shower time experience this holiday season. Get free shipping and 20% off by going to manscaped.com and using the code BRODS, BRODS, at checkout. So guys, first of all, one thing I want to make a really quick disclaimer here. It's called Manscaped. It's advertised to be for balls. I got to tell you, Mike has like 12 of these things because they keep sending them to the studio and he's addicted to them. First of all, they all work. None of them have broken on us. He just keeps accepting more and more Manscapes. And I've used them on my pussy too, and they're awesome, to be honest. It's just, there's no difference. There's very little difference between ball skin and pussy skin. I take that back. There's a little bit of a difference between ball skin and pussy skin, but they're equally as sensitive. And this shit works just on sensitive skin, which is pretty cool. Now I'm going to get back to reading the copy. That's just my disclaimer because like they're really heavy on advertising this for men, but the Manscaped works for anybody who wants to shave their genitals, honestly. So anyways, girls, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of finding Santa's beard in my dude's pants. Hairy jingle balls are a thing of the past with Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you're going to find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. That's the one that I have like six of at home. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology. Candy cane balls no more. I don't even know what that means. It's also waterproof, so it could be used in the shower, which is pretty cool. Awesome. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. Which also a product of which we have a ton in the house. And I got to be honest, I feel like there's been no toning going on in my household, but I'm not going to complain. It's fine. As long as it's all hairless down there, I'm okay with it. This copy truly says, I'm going to read it to you folks so that you could hear it. It says, keep his North Pole feeling and smelling fresh. I would call it the South Pole if I were the person writing the copy, but anyway, who am I to criticize my fellow employees here at Gas Digital? The hygiene bundle also comes with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers that'll keep his junk feeling fresh all day. The perfect package for his perfect package. Ugh. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra premium body wash. Oh, this stuff's pretty good. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep his skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized, and it smells really good. I can attest to that. The body wash is pretty awesome. Manscaped also just launched their new body buffer. This 100% antibacterial body scrubber is just what he needs to keep him fresh and clean this holiday season. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get your man, your dad, your brother, your friends, your best friend, your best man, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BRODS, B-R-O-A-D-S, at manscaped.com. One more time, that's 20% off and free shipping with the promo code BRODS, B-R-O-A-D-S, at manscaped.com. This does make a really cool gift, you guys. So if you're considering, if you have like that dude in your life who you just don't know what the fuck to get for them, go ahead and get them this. I do find it a little weird to get your like your father, I guess as a chick, it's like a little weird to get your dad a ball fucking razor, but whatever. He'll probably appreciate it. Mom will like it. Anyways, 20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, promo code BRODS. Get your man the gift he'll both enjoy, the gift of Manscaped. His jingle balls will thank you. All right, let's get back to the show.
Remember, I was like, who should I ask? You're like, those two guys, they look really happy. And I walk over and they're like, no. I was like, oh my God.
Well, yeah, we're in like Tompkins Square Park. So I was like, let's just find people who are smiling at least. Like somebody who looks like they might engage normally. And we went over to the two people who were having the fucking most fun in the park. And they did not. Literally turned directly at us, still smiling. They're like, we don't want to talk to anybody, especially not you. Yeah. It was crazy.
What did that guy say to us, that homeless guy call us? A chimp and a limp?
Oh, fuck.
A simp.
Yes.
A simp and
he
a chimp.
Us a simp and a chimp.
Just racially, I feel like I'm the chimp.
I'm not going to lie to you, Kim. Immediately, I was like, oh, I'm the dumb one. It was definitely a racial thing.
It was racial.
A white girl and a Puerto Rican girl walking around
and
together.
And he called us a simp and a chimp.
I fucking respected it. I thought it was clever. It was fine.
I think that's the name of this episode.
We fucking are a simp and a chimp.
I do love bananas. I don't know what to tell you. It was actually like the first time in a very long time someone said anything slightly racist to me.
I felt like I was
back in Florida. I never get racist stuff, so I sometimes feel left out, you know?
Yeah.
So when he said chimp, I was like, oh, hey, yeah. I am here with my people.
I love that we both know, like, who's the chimp. It's fucked up. It's crazy. What in society teaches us that shit? What?
I mean, if you look at both of us, I do look more like a chimp.
It's literally in the tone of your skin alone, though. I mean, there's nothing. Just like chimps happen to not be white. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry you got simp.
I look like a fucking simp. It's okay.
At least it was human.
I feel like he just nailed it. Like,
he nailed it. I've never been insulted so greatly in my life.
He was like a schizophrenic dude sitting on a bench fucking muttering to himself. And as we passed, he could not have more clearly said, oh, it's the simp in the chimp.
What's the movie with Jason Bateman where he comes and his friend is trying to have an artificial insemination and he like jacks off in her bathroom. He gets hammered and jacks off in her bathroom into the thing. And she artificially inseminates his stuff, but he never tells her. So then 9 years later, she comes to visit and she brings her little son. He looks just like him. And like they're all out to dinner. It's the first time he meets him. And like in the beginning of the movie, it shows the guy eating. And he's like, nom, nom. She's like, why do you do that? And then they're all eating dinner and the little son's like, nom, nom.
Never seen that movie.
What? In that movie, Jason Bateman's at a stoplight and there is a schizophrenic next to him and like he's looking at all the people that the schizophrenic talks about, like a fat lady walk by and it's like pig face bitch, pig face bit fat bitch, pig face. And then it looks at Jason Bateman, he's like beady eyed little man. And that's what happened to us. We were just getting called out in front of other people.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It was fine. That's this guy's life. Like, that's his whole life. He's sitting on that bench right the
being
fuck
the out. Best writer I've ever met in New York.
You ever want to go hang out with him, he's there. He's
he
waiting.
Should judge Roastmasters tonight.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, this guy could fucking roast. It's wild. He does it all day. He's got so much practice. If you just stood out in the park and roasted people as they passed.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a bad idea. I should do that.
That does sound like fun.
That sounds like so much.
Sounds
fun.
Like a really good video.
Mm-hmm.
Just
let's go.
Let's do it. Bye, guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Simp and a chimp.
Well, you know, we could do worse.
Oh, if we had one midget friend with us.
Yeah. Simp, a chimp, and an imp, bro.
And just one person with a broken leg.
Oh, shit. The come chimp, on. The simp, the imp, and the gimp.
And if we just had a person who owned prostitutes with us.
The chimp, the simp, the imp, the pimp, and the
gimp. And if only we had
somebody with a sprained ankle. The chimp, the simp, the gimp, the limp, the pimp, and the imp. In no particular order.
There's another one.
No, that's gotta be it. I can't think of any other word. I feel like our crew's big enough, Kim. Like, how many people are going to be rolling mad deep in a few minutes? Like, we're not going to ever go unnoticed walking through the park. Everybody's going to be saying,
oh, and a kid who's scared of everything.
Oh, shit. All right. So we got the simp, the chimp, the imp, the gimp, the limp, the pimp, the wimp.
That's it.
I think so.
I spit. Oh my God. That's really so good.
That was really good. That would be a fucking dope crew. We would be like heisting motherfuckers.
You don't fuck with us. We're the simp, the wimp, the chimp, the limp, and the pimp, and the wimp.
And the gimp.
And the gimp.
They always forget about the gimp.
We don't see him there.
There's always a guy in the corner who's going, and the gimp.
So we're dying. We're starving.
We have pancakes in our bed, but it's not good enough. We need food.
They were awful. We tossed the rest of that IHOP garbage in the trash.
We Google a nice...
We Google a place to go.
Diner.
Like a diner.
Called the Waffle in West Hollywood. And just the way we're dressed.
I give Kim a fresh t-shirt. I give her options for a t-shirt, first of all. And she was like, I'll take the tie-dye. I want to look like you today, sister.
So I'm
flattered. I'm like, peace. You do look, this is an outfit that I've worn on this show before.
Peace out with some sweatpants, with some Happy Tree Bob Ross socks. So I look like Alex. And we go to this diner, right?
And like, we did the bare minimum last night. We washed our face. I don't think either of us even brushed our hair before
we
left today. We showered last night, but we're still trashed this morning. 2 hours of sleep, dressed exactly like this.
So we go. We walk in. Instantly, I notice everyone's dressed nice. It's just beautiful people that are like, they look like they've steamed already for the day.
On New Year's Day at like noon.
Chatting.
What's
it was
happening?
Like a fucking Sunday brunch. And we walk in and we're like, how long's the wait? And they say 45 minutes to an hour. And my trick, and anyone can use this, it works at most places. You say, is the bar full service? And they will say yes. And then you go sit down at the bar and have a fucking meal with a server, just like a table would give you.
Mm-hmm.
And we went and we stood by the bar and there was no one waiting for a seat. And there, I noticed these two people were about to get up.
The bar was completely full. So we had to wait for two people next to each other to get up.
And two people. And then suddenly this guy got up and he started putting his stuff in his pocket. And the girl gets up, and I notice instantly it is Chanel West Coast.
And you communicated that to me so quietly and just, like, perfectly. Like, in perfect timing, you were like, that's Chanel West Coast. And I knew exactly what you said, and I wouldn't have recognized her otherwise, but 100% that was her. Couldn't have been more her.
Honestly. It couldn't have been more her.
It couldn't have been more her.
Which,
we looked like trash. I mean, I described this last night. I tried my best to look good last night.
If I was someone else in that restaurant and we walked in, I'd be like, the homeless problem is getting bad.
It's getting really bad.
But I was like, this place is too expensive.
Last night, dressed my very best. I compared myself, like for New York, for me, I looked good. But for LA, I looked like when somebody like
gets their dog groomed and puts a bow in their hair. Like, I was like, that was me next to the LA girls.
That's so funny.
It was bad.
It's like Lindsay Lohan when she went to the Halloween party and she was the ugly bride. Yeah. And everyone was like, hot bunny.
Scary costume. Yes. Yeah, that was me. But so today is like way worse. Like, people are dressed for mourning, and I've never done that in my life. This is the worst I've ever looked.
Well, before on the show we even get into that, can we just say that we saw Chanel West Coast and I completely forgot her connection.
She was out the door before we realized that she's co-workers with
CeeLo Brim. She's his co-worker.
She is our route to Kimberly Brimbley.
She's the woman who's going to make me Mrs. Brimbley.
But we really froze up in the moment, goddammit.
Tanya, do you know I'm in love with CeeLo Brim from Ridiculousness? You know who he is? He sits next to Chanel West Coast.
Tanya,
so if you're watching Chanel,
would love Ridiculousness. I got a little taste of your fucking taste in TV, and you would love it.
Yeah, and CeeLo Brim's on it. He like DJs and like does the, like the graphics and stuff, and he's so funny. And as a comedian, I think that he is really, really, really good with his writing, or he's really good off the cuff.
He's also dumb like, hot.
He's dumb hot. He has the best style. He's so cute. And we saw Chanel West Coast, and I instantly, when I made the connection, Alex goes like, we don't look. Like, you can't say anything. No one's going to take you seriously to date CeeLo Brim like this. I'm wearing my peace out tie-dye shirt.
I was glad that we hadn't made the connection in time to talk to her about it, because holy shit. First of all, she spoke to us. We didn't say one word to her, and she said a couple full sentences to us, which I just can't wait. I can't wait any longer to get to.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, she said...
Well, I said, are you guys done?
Yeah,
I did speak to her. Yeah, I said, are you guys done?
That's right. To make sure,
Because I wasn't
you know,
sure if they were getting up.
Want to jump in their seats too
I'm
quickly.
I'm not taking Mrs. West Coast's seat.
I'm not that thirsty, goddammit. We know our place.
I'll go back to the East Coast before I take over the West Coast.
Kim, if I can't say it. I need you to say what she said to us.
I can't say what she said to us, It's going to sound like we're lying.
It's literally going to sound like we're lying. And honestly,
wait.
I didn't take it hurtfully. I kind of liked her. I like her more now. I like her so much more now.
I'm crying. When you find out what she fucking said to us.
We tried so hard not to even acknowledge this so that we could react right
when
now.
When she said it, we were like, don't say a word. Hold it in for the podcast. I have been blocking it out mentally. I'm literally... Okay, so we go.
Oh my god.
Okay, so they're getting off, and we're like, I was like, are you guys still sitting there? And they're like, go ahead.
They're like, no, go ahead. The salmon was really good. You could have what's left.
You can have.
They offered us their scraps. It made me take a whole new look at my life. I looked at you and I was like, okay, so I'm usually dressed like that, and that's like, maybe that's why they're offering us.
And it was like, when I looked down, it was like a plate of, like, you know when you're done with your food, but like maybe there's some you spit out.
It was salmon and lox.
It was old salmon.
It was like cream cheese spread with like lox over it.
And me and Alex were like, yes, it's Miss Coast.
Like, please feel free to have the rest. I didn't, but as soon as they took the plates away, Kim was like, you really should have had a bite of her scraps.
I was like, Alex, you should take a bite of the scraps.
I mean, I wish I had taken a bite of the damn scraps.
I can't believe Chanel West Coast offered us her scraps.
But another point, and I swear to God, I could tell in her tone and in her face, this was not an aggressive move.
It was intentional to be rude at
all.
She genuinely wanted to eat the rest of her leftover lunch.
She was like,
she felt for us as people. She's like, can they afford
to eat here? I don't know.
She was probably like, they're gonna split a plate. I know it. Like,
we're both gonna leave here hungry. I know it. They just look hungry.
It was so nice.
Our skin is discolored from last night. Like, we don't look good.
Miss Coast, if you're watching, just know that, like, tell Stila Brim I had money for my own waffle Benedict. Girl, so thank you. And I got a latte.
Miss West Coast, I would just like you to know that I would have said something back to you, but I was
Miss West Coast.
Honestly just so honored that you offered me your scraps. I was like, wow, that's so nice. I didn't realize she was so nice.
And then you know what I did do?
What'd you do?
I pulled down the receipt to see if she was a good tipper.
That's right.
Because if she like put it and she turned it over and then walked away.
Her receipt was just sitting in front of us.
And we're
like,
server,
it's Chanel West Coast receipt. We got to look at it.
I was like, I just have to know if she's a good tipper. And she was.
Yeah.
Sorry if I looked at your receipt and that's illegal.
I mean, I don't know if it's illegal.
We have to look that up.
But it's honestly, we're spreading positivity. She's a good tipper.
She's a good tipper and she would give us her scraps.
Yeah. She tips with cash and scraps, okay? She's fucking good girl.
Thank you for the chewed up locks, Mrs. Coast. So yeah, honestly though, if you're watching, which you might be, please tell Stila Brim that like I don't usually look like this. We should have gotten dressed up
Kim
for this podcast.
Kim looks good. We really regret looking like the world. Literally, the trashiest people in the fucking waffle place.
Bobby, can you insert a picture of me last night here?
Us last night.
This is
not.
That's
good.
I mean, what if Stilo wants to fuck you? Now you're going to take Stilo?
He's not going to want to.
You don't know.
You're right. I should be more confident.
Yeah, of course. You can fucking sweep a man to off
You know what? Put a solo of Kim up. I don't want to steal her chances.
But no, put the one of us together and let Stilo choose. If he loves you, he loves you. He deserves to get what he gets.
Do you want some pancake?
No.
Feel it. That's what IHOP pancakes turn into. Isn't that awful?
This feels like a children's toy.
It feels like it's cardboard.
It smells pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It's been thrilled. Yeah, no. Insert a picture of me and Alex. First, do me. Then insert a picture of me and Alex with me over both of us right here.
Kim was literally Miss West Coast. Kim was literally really excited.
You sound like you're telling on me. Miss West Coast?
Miss West Coast. Kim was super excited to be sitting. Like, I was kind of jealous. Like, I took the booth that your dude was sitting in, but Kim got to sit in your booth. Then I realized she's wearing my pants.
Oh, yeah. She got all excited about that. She was like, my pants are on the seat that
I was like,
Miss West Coast seat was on.
It's whatever. And my pants, Alex, and Miss Chanel West Coast pants have like.
I was like, Alex, I'm not wearing underwear in these. And I haven't been for the last 8-9 hours.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you want me to wash them?
I don't know why.
Because she was like, I'm going to rub.
I was so cool about it last night when you said, I'm just not going to wear underwear with these. I was like, yeah, whatever. And
now you've been bothered.
It's fine.
It's been a while in them.
It's like truly having a sister.
I've made my mark. Literally.
You can keep them.
But listen, Miss West Coast. So Alex was like, oh, give me those pants back and I'll rub them all over my house. So
I just want to have a little of you all over my stuff. Like maybe you're. Fucking glamour will rub off on me a little bit. You've been looking good on that show forever.
That's
crazy.
It's true. And then I was like, Alex, should I wash them or not? And then I imagine Alex like rubbing these dirty non-underwear pants all over all her stuff. And I'm like,
her whole room just smelling like my pussy.
And she thinks it's Miss West Coast. Anyways, so this was a fun fantasy.
All right, guys, let's take another quick pause to talk about one of our favorite sponsors. This is for responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you guys want to get high? And I'm talking really high. Well, now's the time to go to yodelta.com where you could stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that are going to fuck you up. I use the gummies before bed. I use the vapes when I'm on the go. Both of them get me high. They're great. You know I'm a weed lover. And through this company, I've become a Delta 8 lover as well. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, head to yodelta.com and stock up on Delta 8. You might be asking, what is Delta 8? Well, similarly to CBD, it's something found in hemp. That could legally be shipped to various states. But what makes it different than CBD is that this stuff actually gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. I could tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order, which I think is super cool. If you told me when I was a teenager that I could type in a code to get money off my weed, I would have told you that you're crazy, that that feature is never coming, but I would have been wrong. So one last time, YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off your order. All right, let's get back to the show.
We've had a trip with someone else who was not ready for the mushroom trip.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we had a very intense mushroom trip,
an allergic reaction,
seizure,
crazy situation.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, like nothing you want to see. Our friend was gonna die,
and you guys were tripping too at the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we couldn't logically solve any problems. It was like 2 or 3 hours.
We couldn't also call the police because we were on mushrooms.
10 minutes.
At what point? Hold on, this is crazy interesting because that's like the worst case scenario. Every time you fucking trip, you're like, well, you know. As long as we're all safe, we'll probably be fine, even if I'm going through something in my head. Like,
yeah.
When something's happening in the real world, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Like, when my friend had the seizure, I remember I was tripping so hard at that moment. And, like, Emily was, like, tripping so hard, too. And, like, we're, like, tripping so hard in different ways. Like, Emily's like, I need my shoes. I cannot walk barefoot. And, like, we're all, like, losing our minds, like, not for
real. Were you guys peeking for a while already?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And the third person, too, was also peeking and experiencing the trip and being joyful. They liked it?
No.
In the very beginning, yes. And then suddenly, because we were at this really rocky beach, and it's beautiful. It's the most beautiful beach I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. But once you get out to the waters, it's not very safe because you don't really see the sharp edges that are surrounding you.
Yeah.
So she goes out into the water and we're tripping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, what? Like, she's just floating and you can just see another rock like next to her. It's just awful. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, no, I'm sick. I don't know what to do. And it was like 2 or 3 hours had gone by that felt like 20 minutes.
Yeah. But she got very, very sick. Like, she was
vomiting and stuff?
No,
or
the other sick.
Like,
from
the other
bottom
end.
Yeah.
She was vomiting, shitting herself on the beach.
She was vomiting out of her ass.
And we weren't close to a bathroom. It wasn't like...
So
she was ass puking on the beach.
She was ass puking on the beach. She was ass puking on the beach. Like, it was like an issue. Like, the water was clear. So, like...
So you could see it all. It was
yeah,
really
and
just...
Then and then every time she went in to go to the water, it was like Earth was going against her. Like, the waves would get suddenly huge and start pushing her against the rocks when she was trying to go in the water. And, like, there was people on the sand. And we're, like, tripping under it. So she's, like, holding it in. You can see, like the pain from her, like, trying to, like, her, like, she's, like, shaking, trying to hold it. Like, you know when you really need shit? Like,
yeah.
And you're, like, this
just
is...
Just so embarrassed.
Yes, and just so embarrassed. And then we're tripping on drugs, so we're, like, holding up, like...
And I also know the feeling of fucking needing to shit immediately because I just took a bunch of mushrooms and they just wiped all of my intestines clean.
Yes.
Like, that's a serious shit
right
there. That's a liquid shit right there. I'm not going to lie to you.
So there's these caves at the beach and, like, we're, like, holding up this sheet. I have this genius idea. I'm like, let's let her shit in the cave. So it's like I'm holding.
Very smart, Kimberly. Good thing you were there.
Right, but it's a massive gaping hole.
And so we're only holding up a sheet to half of it and calling more attention. You can see her shitting in the corner and the smell is coming out of the cave and onto the beach, so everybody's like, what's that smell? And we're like, it's fine, no one can see you, we're on drugs. Then she's like, shit, like, there's shit everywhere at this point, like, she cannot stop shitting, like, it's dripping out of the cage, it's like ruining the beach for everyone. Like, at one point, me and Emily are trying to figure out how to get her rinsed off because she's like, this poor girl is,
she's got shit on her legs, like,
she,
everywhere,
she's like, she, her eyes, she has the most beautiful blue eyes.
They're like your sweater.
They're like your sweater,
they're
right?
Just like your sweater.
And,
she,
and I would look,
blue.
I would run down to the ocean to fill up a water bottle with water so I could rinse her. And I'd look back in the cave and she would be like a gargoyle huddled in her, it would just be tears and piercing blue eyes in a dark cave. She looked like a nightwalker in a fucking cave. I swear to God.
It was the saddest thing. I never felt more empathy for another human until I saw those little blue eyes in the back of that cave.
Meanwhile, Kim's trying to come and clean her with this amount of water
each time.
Like an inch.
And it's freezing
it
water.
Fill
and she's
the
shaking
water
every time I pour on her. She's like, there's just poop everywhere. It's like getting on my shoe.
So bad. But then I'm tripping, like, I can see so many colors. And I look at Kim and her eyelashes are blue. And
in the middle of all of this, Emily's in my face going,
"You're
so beautiful.
Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Like, I can't look at you." And she's like, "It is not the time."
I'm like,
"My body's telling me it's the time.
Beautiful." And she's like, "But your skin, it's glowing. I can see your aura." And I'm like, "Our friend is dying." It was fucking crazy.
Hold on. I need more information here.
Is this a fucked up story to tell?
I don't know.
You didn't say her name. You didn't say her name at all.
We didn't say anybody's name. This is also just a story that happened, but like,
no.
If they want to vocalize that it was them, that's
this kind of stuff happens on drugs, first of all.
I
feel like it could happen to anybody who decides to take mushrooms out in public. Like, you know, you're fucking stepping into that. You're taking that fucking risk.
So she's shitting.
Okay.
I take her by the arm. I try to get her out of the cave. At this point, Emily comes back into the cave to report. And the cave's like our hiding spot from humans. Because now we're in the shitty cave hiding from the people because we're so embarrassed. So now we'd just rather be in the shit cave than out with the people because, like, we have some of her shit probably on us. And, like, she's just still shitting. And, like, and Emily,
like,
comes
you
back.
Two are dirty with her now,
yes.
Basically.
And then, okay.
Like, Kim went from holding the sheet to, like, protect her by, like, blocking her to straight up covering her body
with the sheet
and the shit.
Because she was just naked just with shit all over her. So I was like, let's just cover you and the shit. So now there's a sheet with shit and my friend in it. and it's not good. And she comes out because we're like, let's rinse you off in the water. And when she comes out, she falls to the ground and literally seizes. I don't think you even saw that part.
I didn't get to see that part.
And it was like
3 seconds.
She hit her knees and she started like shaking and then her lips turned blue. Do you remember her lips being blue?
You witnessed all of that. I didn't know.
And then her lips turned really blue. So I was like tapping her face and I was like, are you okay? And so I went and got her water and we're drinking water. And that's when I called her boyfriend. I was like, hey, something happened. You need to come, or maybe I should call an ambulance. Like, she's asking her, like, do you want me to call an ambulance? She was like, no, it's fine. I think I just had a seizure. I'm okay, though. She was like, really?
Was she like prone to seizures?
No, she's never had a seizure.
No, never had one before.
But the moment that happened, both of us went into survival mode. Like, her and Emily was still like, I need my flip flops. The universe is so beautiful. She was
right, because I had no idea that there was a seizure. Nobody's communicating. I'm like, what's
Emily's
going on?
Like,
she's like, our friend
with
is
a
sick.
Silk thing in the air, and she's like bleeping and
like
doing ballet. Yeah, and she's like, it was crazy. And it was like also the most beautiful trip.
Oh,
during this, it's like we're in the most beautiful place. I'm telling you, the ocean is clear. And a pod of dolphins swims right in front of us in the clear ocean and they're like jumping and playing. And then a seal pops up in the ocean too. And it's like so beautiful. And we're like crying, but also trying to save our friend.
Your friend's just shaking.
It was the weirdest mix of emotions. Like,
it was fucked up. And then at one point, this is before all of this happened.
Jesus.
Before all of this happened, at one point, Emily and my other friend were standing and my other friend's like, I need to go use the restroom right now. Like, I'm sick. Like, I can't go in the cave anymore. I need to go find a restroom. And it was like probably a 10-minute walk away.
I don't want to go back to the shit cave.
So I was like, okay, I'll go with you. And Emily's like, well, I need to go back and get my flip-flops first. I can't leave my flip-flops.
Well,
and
that was like,
damn flip-flops.
That was the one time I mentioned the flip-flops, but that is like the main focal point of her memory. But I could not walk on the rocky surface thinking like on mushrooms that my feet would get cut.
Right.
It was just a weird feeling. I was like, no, I need shoes.
And her shoes were about 10 minutes away. So we were in the middle of everything and they were both like, well, I'm going to go get my thing. And then they left me there.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I hate you guys. You're making me choose.
She was so pissed.
I was so angry.
She's like, I can't babysit everyone.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Like, what? She like wants to be a part of each of like the crew.
Like
everybody needs to be together. She's like becoming a mom, and at this point she's like an angry mom. She's like trying to discipline me as we're tripping.
Oh shit.
Oh, no.
Okay, so then we call her boyfriend, and then after we called her boyfriend, it was like after she seized and we called her boyfriend, she got into this mode where I was like, hey, are you okay? And her answers were always like, mm-hmm, I'm okay. Let's just get me upstairs. and get some water with me. But and it was like very like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm alive. We're okay for now.
I've been in that fucking position before where I'm like, okay, I'm on fucking heavy drugs and I need to make everybody else feel like I'm okay. But in order to do that, my only option is to really not talk a lot, breathe really deeply, focus on myself.
And,
so it's
and
like,
I'd be like, okay,
yeah.
Would you like to head up to the stairs to go meet your boyfriend up there? And she'd be like, mm-hmm. Let's start going. Can you grab my shoes? It was like just shit covered shoes. I was like, ah, we're leaving everything in the cave. It was really bad.
Oh, no.
It's so funny because we got to the beach talking about how we would never litter or leave anything on the beach. We leave this shit sheet.
Human feces.
We couldn't pull it out of the, we couldn't pull it out of the cave.
How would it was liquid that? Human feces.
No way.
Into the, straight into the
that
ocean.
Went straight, yeah.
Size queen sheet. Like, the thought of it makes me sick. But there was nothing we
it's
could do.
It's out there somewhere, guys.
Also, that same beach, one time me and Lewis went, this is so funny, it's such a beautiful beach, we were sitting on top of a rock, he was giving me a massage, we were smoking a blunt, there was nobody there, it was like sunset, it was the most beautiful thing, and then we hear, I swear to God, this is a true story, this huge wave comes in, and inside this wave is this homeless man who crashes onto the beach. I swear to God, he came from the wave. He was not, because we were in a private section, like he came from the ocean, and he was like out of breath, like it came from out of the sea. He was like, oh, and like 30 cans of beer are falling out of his backpack and washing back in, oh, and coming back out. He crawls up.
He had his backpack in the ocean.
He's like, Wilson. It's like unzipped. Away. There's like paper. There's like mail coming out. He's like he just came out of the ocean. And he crawls up to the thing. And he's like, and I went, are you okay? And he's like, I'm fine. Like that. It was just like the most ugly thing to come out of a beautiful beach.
You know I'm not good at talking to myself on the show.
I need the fear. I need the fear for the regular.
Guys, I'm getting nervous. I don't want to insert.
I'm nervous too.
Also, there's something about how skinny it is.
can we get a bigger one of these?
It's like, couldn't you have gotten us a dildo that doubles
well,
as a thermometer?
If we're going
for it, why shouldn't we just go for
okay,
it?
Okay, should we go for it right now?
And also,
I
kind of
get a pee.
But Kim, it literally says oral and anal. It says nothing about the pussel region.
I know.
Google says it's cool.
Google says you could put a thermometer in your pussy?
Google says you should have the same temperature between pussy, ass, and mouth. Not
pussy, ass,
it doesn't
and
say
mouth.
To do it all at once, but yeah, it says you should have the same.
All right.
All right. Should we do this on the air or off air? We have to do it on air now.
I really feel like it's weird. I feel like it's a weird thing to do on air.
Now that we have to do it, I feel like I'm on my first porn set.
You have to. Not a
dude. Whoa, that's crazy. Well, that was wild.
Clip that.
Should we sit on the couch for this conversation? Kim, are we doing it or are we not? And if I find out, Kim, by the way, that I put it inside of me and I never hear yours beep, I'm gonna have a serious problem. Okay, you're having to find another place to sleep tonight.
Okay. Okay.
And
let's do it.
But I have to trust you because I'm not looking under the table to make sure.
I just have to make sure it doesn't look like I'm doing anything.
It's gonna look like.
Wait, make sure it's on first.
No, you press it once it's in there.
No, you turn it on and then you put it in.
You turn it on and put it in?
Yeah. I mean, you can press it once it's in there. Okay. I guess that's better too.
You think?
I'm so nervous.
I don't feel like we should.
Also, I just realized I'll cut this out if anything. We're not live, so you could just do it and then decide later if you want to keep it in.
That's a good point.
Like, look at it, see if it seems
okay.
Live,
you know.
On air.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So I could just edit all that out and keep it.
Look who wants the raw footage. Look who's trying to keep the raw footage. All right, I feel more comfortable with that.
Okay.
Okay, let's
do it. We're going to have to look at the footage, though.
Because if it's anything jerk off, because even you doing this...
I'm going to have to reach my both hands inside of my pants for a minute. There's no way around that part.
Okay.
It has to go in there, Kim.
G-Mike, don't look.
Are you just putting it in the lips or are you inserting
it? No, I'm going to insert it a little.
How deep are you going?
I say about here.
I was ready to go deeper.
You're a whore. I mean, if you go deeper, you'll definitely win. How deep are you gonna go? Be honest. I already have lipstick stains on mine.
Lipstick stains. I was gonna go maybe to like. I was gonna give.
Oh my! See, now you're making it more hoary.
Because I wanted to win.
I guess the winner gets what the winner gets. I might lose mine.
Listen, maybe I won't go so deep.
I'm so competitive.
But I just don't want to find out.
Mine might slip on it.
I don't want to find out that I inserted and that you just went in the lips.
My fear is I'm going to insert and things are going to be on it when I can pull it out if I go too far.
I'm not putting the whole thing in, obviously.
I'm going to go like
I'm
here.
I'm holding it
I'm going
here.
To like here.
Okay, you're barely dipping.
Yeah.
You're going to just the tip.
Just the tip. Should we just do the tip?
Okay, just the tip. Okay, just the tip.
I'm nervous. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It's hard to get in my own underwear.
I don't like that all the cameras are still looking at me, but like.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. It's in my pussy.
It's.
Wait, hold on.
It's literally.
I can't find my hole. Either, which is this is hard, you guys. I get
embarrassing
it.
Embarrassing a little bit.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm in.
No. Okay, me too. Wait, did you push your button?
Yes.
And then we have to listen for the beep?
Yes.
I think I pushed it. I'm not sure. How do I know?
It would have beeped once when you pushed it.
I didn't
it.
Hear anything.
Is that me?
They're both going off like alarms.
Okay, I'm kind of hot, Kim. I'm not going to lie.
What's yours?
99.6, baby.
99.2. Damn it. Fuck.
I got pussy fever.
Damn it.
No.
The way yours went off was the loudest. Dog, did you hear that? Did we pick
but
that
both
up?
Both of you have the same difference.
Whoa.
Same difference? Okay, wait.
1.6
so
degrees
I have a little
each.
Bit more heat in my pussy and you have a little bit more heat in your mouth.
We're the perfect threesome.
That's really interesting. Thank you for doing the math so quickly, G.
Wow.
Wow.
99.2. That's a hot pussy.
99.6. My pussy almost runs 100 degrees.
That's right. I'm actually going to work mine up to that.
If I was single, that would go on my Tinder
how
profile.
How deep did you go? That's the same difference. It has to be.
I didn't go that deep. I wish I could see how deep I went, but I don't wish I
could either. Can we stop with the horse stuff? Was it graphic?
What, are you hard?
That's a whole different story. It wasn't graphic.
But now I'm feeling. How are you feeling? I'm feeling. Tell me if you feel the same way. I'm feeling like what someone would describe as a come down.
Yes. I'm coming down.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like everything was like, okay, at first I felt very hyper and crazy. My heart was beating out of my chest. And then I started panicking because I was like, wait, this isn't right. This isn't how weed goes. And then I was like, what the fuck was that? And then I started going through all the things that I could be overdosing on. And then
you really latched onto fentanyl.
Well, my mom sent me an article 2 weeks ago about fentanyl being found in New York weed.
Okay.
So that article kept popping in my head. And I was like, oh, no, that's what it was. And then that sent me into a panic attack. I cried. Then I came back from the panic attack. Walking back, my muscles started feeling jello-y.
Right.
Very weak.
Yeah.
And now I'm sort of
solidifying again.
Solidifying again, okay. Is I think the feeling.
That's good.
Is anybody on that process with me?
I can't say that. I can't say that I ever jellified myself. I didn't become liquid during this process.
No?
No. I felt a little bit lightheaded at the top of our walk. And okay. Then as we rounded around the corner, mm-hmm. I started to feel a lot better. Literally, as you said, I'm feeling a lot better. Are you? That question made me feel better. I think I just feed off your energy. I swear to God.
I am a powerful creature.
As soon as you were feeling better and you expressed it, I was like, okay, I'm feeling a lot better too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Francis? How are you feeling? Did you liquefy and then solidify?
My palms are liquefied. That's about it.
Oh, Francis, I am on that same page with you. My palms are liquidy, but I have this nice hot water in front of me that I could
see
hold
everyone's
my palms on.
On drugs. No one's admitting it. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Bobby?
I did not liquefy, but I, but I feel a lot more relaxed, a lot more calm than I was about 15, 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
For sure.
Good.
Me too. All right. Were you freaking out a little?
They started this playing is, dice no. when we left. No, they played dice yeah, games a, when we left.
We played around a left center room.
That's I was a more cocaine-infused thing to do.
That is, yeah, some street dye is some
Poppy
cocaine
shit. Dice.
Yeah, you are on coke. Dude, we did coke. I'm yeah. telling you. I'm telling you. You did coke, miss.
Miss.
I forgot your friend's name. It's so rude.
No,
sorry. I don't think we even. I think she told me, but I'm coked out.
We didn't
Melissa?
Acknowledge that she's
Melinda.
Here. No, but we're gonna call her Penelope moving forward because she's actually a person who we've told a lot of stories about.
Okay,
on this show.
So not Melinda, Penelope.
Melinda was wrong anyway. Don't concern yourself. Yeah. Penelope is here.
Fuck her thrice is
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, she's my co-writer for Fuck Her Thrice.
Wow.
Also
an
the author.
She's signing books later?
The author of Tales of Lucifer. And she brings you me outing her ex-girlfriend in the middle of our high school cafeteria.
She was the one you threw the bra on the table.
Yes, yes, yes. I did it all. I did it all for you, Penelope.
Wow, you're a good friend.
I really wrecked that girl's life for you, Penelope. I hope you're happy.
She looks really happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to move on. It's really hard to move on.
It's only hard to move on because we're on drugs. We came in, it's fucking
we wanted to
Friday
do a good
afternoon.
Podcast.
Yeah, we actually you know, we missed our live stream this week. It's worth acknowledging that. So we
so
came
we're not
to
on
your,
a good roll.
We came to you specifically on a fucking Friday to give you a nice free podcast coming out on Monday. We wanted to bring the people what they wanted. And here we are, laced. Just laced up like a pair of shoes, goddammit.
I don't know what to do. My head still feels a little spinny. Does yours?
No. I think I'm doing better. It's just my hands. I mean, I could
think I'm coming
shower
back.
Somebody with these babies.
I think I'm coming back to the lace again.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling the panic arising.
You can't embrace the lace, Kim. You need to.
Don't embrace the lace.
Don't embrace the lace.
This is the most horrible thing that's ever happened to me.
Is it really?
This will probably put me off of weed. I swear to God.
I've had so much more horrible
things
happen.
Oh, I do not like, I don't like any uppers. I don't like coke. I don't like pills. I don't like stuff like that. And to have it sprung upon me in my chill weed is really a head fuck.
It's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
You should, if you really want weed, you could just buy weed from me and I'll smoke it first and then sell it to you after.
I like that. And I'm going to start doing that.
That's no problem. I always buy big amounts, so that's fine.
You're my new weed gal.
All right. Here I am.
Don't hear that, government.
Government? Come get me.
Government, if you listen to our coke-induced conversation, listen, don't do that.
Kim, how was your trip back home?
Hold on.
Let's pause the show again. God damn it.
My drug dealer texted me back.
Oh, he did? What did he say?
Okay. Yeah.
Kim, I thought it was really awesome of her that as soon as she thought that we were laced, she texted her drug dealer from Harlem. Like, I would literally be like, okay, he's out of my life forever. I'll just never talk to him
again. I wanted to know.
Drug dealers are scary, man.
He's a nice guy. One day he brought his son in to pee.
They all have guns.
No, he definitely has a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, I don't care, bro.
All right. So
I'll give you $60 a week.
Read us your conversation with him.
Okay. Today at 4:45 p.m. I texted, what's up with that bud? Tripped me out.
Which I think is a really good diplomatic way to start if you're trying to not piss off your drug dealer.
Right. And he said, meaning it was good with this thing.
Oh, with this emoji?
Yeah. The shoulder shrug.
That's a good emoji.
And I said, LOL, nah. And then he said, you okay? I gave you two different kinds. What do I say back?
Which you mean weed and cocaine?
That's funny.
Was one of them cocaine? Yeah, something like that.
Was one of the kinds cocaine?
Yeah. This is a ballsy conversation to have with a man who sells drugs for a living.
Okay, he's writing back. He said, not LOL. Okay, I wrote JK.
He's too chill about this. Nah, LOL. Like, if I were him, I'd be so businessy about it. I'd be like, I assure you, miss, no marijuana that I've ever sold, nor will I ever sell, contains cocaine or any other narcotic.
Okay, so I'm in a full-blown conversation.
How'd you meet this guy?
He said, what's freaked out? Paranoia? Silly? I go, I don't know how to get into it with him.
Say, I smoke weed. This is not weed.
I'm going to get into it with him later. I have to describe to him that I was in a room with people that I smoke with every day, and we all were like, was there coke in this?
I've seen you smoke an entire blunt to the face while live streaming the entire time and maintaining your...
Sometimes I smoke a whole blunt to the face and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have smoked that so fast because I want to smoke some more.
I do that all the time with joints. It's really frustrating now.
I smoke. Yeah. I don't want Penelope over here to think that I'm a weak bitch because I smoked a little jointy wointy and it had cokey wokey in it. Listen,
You fucking little baby.
Just because your weedy feedy had some cokey wokey.
Kim can't handle her cokey coke.
Kimmy cokey coke. No, I can't. I was freaking out. But yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Penelope.
I almost wish you were wearing the t-shirt that you tried on for us 10 minutes ago for this podcast.
We're going to have him put it on because the drug rug was so small on him. Alex had to stop what she was doing to peel it back off.
Truly, I couldn't imagine that he'd be able to find another item of clothing that was smaller and less appropriate on him than that drug rug.
And you know what he did? He didn't tell us about this because I found it in the dryer and I pulled it out and I almost said, Alex, oh my God, the shirt you got for yourself shrunk. It's too small. And before I could get that out, Harrington's like, oh, that's mine. And I was like, now still? And he was like, yeah, that's mine. I bought it. Harrington, can you go grab that shirt?
Go get that shirt. And please. Bear in mind, he already tried it on and stretched it out a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It's already bigger than it once was.
When this thing came out of the...
Why did you get the hydro jug that's decorated with cum?
No, he decorated it himself.
Is that cum?
Don't say maybe, Mike. You know whether it's cum or not.
Is it cum? You would know if this was all cum. Doesn't it look cummy?
It looks cummy to me. I'm not going to lie to you. It looks cummy. It looks like you came all over it. Is that supposed to be a design?
Can you show the camera? I'm scared to touch it.
Is this supposed to be a design?
He picked the cum design.
He picked the cum
color. Out of all the designs.
Hold on. Can you see how much cum it looks like?
Look at the bottom. Show them the bottom.
He picked the one that on the...
Show them the bottom.
No.
This is the shirt that Mike thinks fits him.
No.
He thinks this fits him.
No.
Mike.
I think I look great in this shirt.
No.
That doesn't fit you. You know that, right?
What are you talking about? It's on my body. That means it fits me.
No, that's not what it means, first of all.
It's so tight, dude. I can see the shape of your belly button hole.
Okay, but can you see my belly button?
No.
That means it's a shirt that's doing its job.
There's something about the way that the cut on top is hanging on you that is so fucking gay, dude.
It's so tight.
It's a U-neck.
Mike is always looking for an extra small for some reason.
That's the shirt he has is a child shirt, and it's a size small.
When we were searching, and it sucks because this would have looked really cute on me if it wasn't twice stretched now.
Well, I wasn't going to come back with the shirt and not have it on.
Listen.
No, that I know. I know.
He was looking for clothes for third grade children for himself.
And we would find stuff that was like totally his style
that would fit him, and he would be like, "Nah,
that's a large." He's like, yeah, I can't take a large.
Like, Mike, you're a large.
You're a large.
You're not a medium.
I'm 100% a medium.
You're not a medium.
You can squeeze into a medium a little bit better than you could squeeze into that. You look like a sausage casing, dude.
Yeah, this is bad.
No, I look good.
You look like a bounce house.
I dare you to wear that to the Depraved at the Comedy Store tomorrow.
No.
Well, then
I'm not going to wear the same shirt two nights in a row. It's crazy.
This is your look for tonight, then, like if we go out.
Yo, I will 100% go meet Lewis and Colin wearing this right now. Yes.
I would like to see that.
You guys want to go for a night on the town in
LA? You guys want to go get a drink?
Yeah, let's go get a bev.
Didn't even sound natural coming from your mouth.
Yeah, I know.
I'll start drinking again.
Harrington.
Yes,
you're
ma'am.
You're size large.
You look like
I'm a medium.
You're not a medium.
I'm actually a medium.
You're not actually a medium.
That shirt that I wore here is a medium, and it fits me like a glove.
This shirt?
Yes. But your shirt shouldn't fit like gloves. Put your gloves should fit like gloves.
Yeah, only gloves should fit like gloves. You gonna do it right here?
Why is this crackling so much? No, you can if you want. Yeah, your shirt should not fit like a glove, dude. And the fact that that's the fit that you're looking for is a major part of this problem.
It's a huge problem. We need to talk about it. We're just trying to help you out, Harrington, so you can meet more strippers at the airport.
You can't help a person who doesn't want to help themselves. That's the problem.
I
want
to see their shirt that fits him like a glove.
He perceives it that there to be no problem.
I fully expected him to come back with his shirt on, and then he was just topless.
Yeah. This is your medium, Mike? It's taking a minute to slide over.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, you're large.
You are
That's
probably
too
large.
Small for you.
This is not. Is this the fit that you've always gone for? Yes. Oh my God.
Harrington,
this is crackling
no,
terribly.
This is really bad.
Be careful with this mic.
Harrington,
just touch it on the top.
Harrington?
Yes.
You're large.
You're large.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Do me a favor. Not. Take off your shirt one more time. Go throw on my Dodgers thing, which I think would be like a large, and I just want to see what it looks like on you.
It's good.
Why do you think that's a large?
Because I think that's a large.
No, I think it's a medium. I think it's going to look great on me, too.
Okay.
I think it's a large. Why don't you go check?
It's definitely bigger than the shirt you're wearing, I think.
I mean, it's amazing to me. It's like reverse body dysmorphia. Michael. Hold on. Which side? Is this the way we had it before?
I think so, yeah.
I hope. All right. Nope.
Up higher. Where the Rubik's Cube is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our camera is balanced on a Rubik's Cube.
It was a little tilted forward before.
Yeah. I'm 100% sure that you're putting a large on your body right now.
Take the shirt off underneath it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you can't
we
be
don't
stacking
need
them like that.
You'll do anything to make your shirt tighter, huh?
Anything.
The man loves a squeeze.
He'll do anything on the planet to look like he's been squeezed into something like the chocolate kid from Willy Wonka.
Shirts that are tight don't make... This is what guys think. They think it makes them look buff.
This is exactly his thought, by the way. He said when he put that red shirt on, before he said, look at how big my arms look.
Dude, it's a lot now.
It's not what you think it
See,
is,
See, look
Mike.
How nice that looks.
That's a nice fit.
That's a nice
That's
ass
a
fit.
Nice fit.
Dude, come here. Come show the
down.
Camera.
Come on.
That's nice.
That
this actually looks good on you.
That looks good.
You need to be getting larges. This is a large. Look. Look how nice that looks
this
on
is
you.
I'm swimming in this.
No, you're
this
not.
Is a poncho.
You're not swimming in
you
this.
You have an inch of space
no.
in it.
You have barely.
There is so much.
It's
room
almost
in this.
Too small. It's you might be an extra large.
This is an extra large. Do not even play those games with me, Kim. All right, this thing is hanging off of me. No, this
it's
is
not. It just
Harrington,
fits.
It's just yeah. It just fits you right.
No.
Look at this.
My arms look so small in this. This is crazy. I hate this.
Your fashion now, it's like your arms at the bicep need to be squeezed in yes. order.
That's horrendous.
That's
no,
a problem.
You squeeze the arms, right, and then tuck the shirt in, wear a belt, you're good to go.
Ew.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
This is my question, and I've been watching a lot of Intervention, so I just need to ask. Do you want help?
No. What, so here's something that I need
to... You want
to
live like this. Squeeze tight shirt.
I'm killing it.
What I'd like to point out, Mike, is for the shirt to be small enough to squeeze your arms the way that you like it, it's also going to be squeezing your stomach to an equal degree. Now, in theory, you don't want your stomach to look big. So what makes you think that this effect that's making your arms look big is not also making your stomach look big, which it is?
Okay, but no, it's not. Because
it is.
No, it's not.
I'm telling
no,
you
No, it's not.
Face.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not because... My chest is also looks bigger than that, and my chest sticks out further than my belly. So, like, the chest protrusion creates, like, a layer so, like, the tightness doesn't touch the stomach.
I wish that you had, like, some kind of artistic ability so that you could draw for me what you think you look like. It would be this. It would be, like, the statue of David you'd draw.
Bigger dick, but yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot we were doing a podcast. I checked out fully.
Entirely.
Fully she just was started gone. Texting. Thought we were hanging out as friends. Thought you two were just fucking
I thought
yucking
you had business.
It up.
Yeah, we were. I was
no,
saying
you were actually saying yuck.
I was gonna say sure. Yuck, ew. We were ewing it up. Can I talk about what happened this morning? Because I've been dying to get into it. I can't believe
this morning is truly one of the most embarrassing things that have ever happened to me in my entire life.
I support that. You should be a little bit embarrassed for sure. And even though it was just me and Harrington, it was some crazy shit.
So we're talking about energy this morning. We're talking about energy and how you can sometimes see it and how sometimes you can feel a different energy in the room. And sometimes, like, do you guys feel like the air looks like staticky sometimes?
Yeah. Like, especially we're talking about how, like, it was stronger when we were kids. Like, when you're a kid, you could kind of see static all the time.
And I was
like,
I could see it.
Yeah.
And I'm scrunching my eyes. I was like, no, I can really see it. And I'm scrunching my eyes more like this.
And then wait, can I just say, as Kim is doing this, we were talking about it for like a couple minutes. But then as Kim is doing this, me and Harrington kind of start, or we're all sitting on Harrington's bed. Me and Mike start our own conversation and kind of lose track of where Kim is at for a second. And I guess you were just, what, looking at the wall?
I was just looking at the wall, trying to see the energy more. And I scrunched my eyeballs. And then I sat back. This is what I think happened. And then I sat back and I pressed my head against the wall, which I think shifted all this skin forward. And I look like this. And my two eyebrow hairs right here, sort of, you know when your eyebrow hairs go down? Like they don't stay in place and one's like up or down. Two of them perfectly came down and crossed each other like C's like this and literally made the shape of a head on the wall. Like I was like this and I saw it and I was trying to move my head and it started following me and it freaked me out.
I looked up, me and Mike look up at Kim and dude, she was bawling her eyes out.
I thought a ghost was following me.
She got so scared of the ghost that she saw above Harrington's head.
The ghost in my brow.
Her entire face was bright red. Her eyes were bright red. She had already, by the time I looked up, 15 or 20 tears coming down her face. And she was like...
It was truly the first time I ever thought I really saw a ghost my entire life. If you guys could see the way these two hairs perfectly made the shape of a head, it was insane.
My heart sank because I was like, something's really wrong with Kim because she was crying suddenly out of nowhere. And I was like... Kim, what happened? What's wrong? And the way she was like, I can't tell you.
I was like, I think I saw a ghost. I'm scared. I was like, is this real?
You didn't
wanted?
Even say the ghost thing. You were afraid to say the word ghost. You were like, I can't talk about it.
It looked like a ghost.
And she was still actively crying. And she was like, I can't tell you. I can't. And she was like really upset. So genuine, man. She was fucking crying. And then she was like recovering for about 5 minutes. And I guess she scrunched her eyebrows in the same
I tried
way.
To see it again. And then I saw my one other hair come down. And I was like, wait. Because I saw it again for a second. And then another hair came down. And I was like, maybe it wasn't a ghost in the room. And it's always been in my brow.
The tears. Man. Oh, my God. It was so real. It was so real. I felt so bad. I thought that you were... genuinely a psychic, and I was like, don't be afraid of your powers. I even said that.
She said that to me. I thought I saw a ghost.
She's like, I don't want to use my powers anymore. I was like, Kim, don't fear them. You need to harness them.
I was like, Matilda.
Fuck, I can't. Oh, it was really bad.
It was really bad, and it's really embarrassing, and I'm glad I could come tell it to the world. Now we gotta be sad.
I can't be sad, dude.
I can't. I'm so tired.
I can't be sad.
Okay, we can't be.
I love hanging out with Kim. I'm just happy. I'm always happy.
We're sad.
We're sad.
I don't know how to end it though. Now, like, okay, I will say,
it's really
like,
hard to end a podcast. By the way, this is why most of your favorite podcasts
never
ever
end.
They either never end or they end with no warning whatsoever. It's like we're at least trying to. Break you guys off easy.
We're trying to break you off a little Kit Kat bar.
We're trying to give you a break.
We'll give you a break. So I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know how to end a podcast.
I don't
do
know
you?
How to end anything.
I guess, you know, we have to, once again say thank you to all our fans that have supported us throughout the years, and our producers, and everyone who's worked really hard to make Broad Topics what it was. It was the best.
So much fun.
It was so much fun. So funny. Like, I'm sure that the episodes will live up in the feed and exist, and you can always go back and watch them. And we love you guys. And we love you guys. And Alex, do you want to let people know where to find you one last time?
I guess you could follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to buy my baby a parting gift, there's a registry on my Instagram.
This is sadder than I thought.
This is so sad. Kim, if you could leave the audience with parting words. Like, as if, like, let's say you were going to die tomorrow and you want the audience, because the show is dying tonight.
Okay.
And you could leave the audience with one word of wisdom that you've maybe learned on the show or come to appreciate.
Can I do my
plugs first? Sure.
Because I feel like it's weird to do the one word of wisdom.
You can't do the word of wisdom and then be like, plug. But also I'm going to be a fucking Philly punchline.
Okay, guys, listen. I love you guys. I will probably end up doing a solo pod eventually.
Hell yeah. Support Kimmy's solo pod.
Check out
YouTube
channel.
You know I'm
going to
be the smoothin' of that show.
I need Alex in every comment. So make sure you check that out on my YouTube channel. And I will be doing the pod with Sarah still. People are going to be angry about that.
Oh, no.
Because she lives here, and you know, we don't have to get on a flight and do a whole day of flying every time we need to do a podcast together.
Also, it's such a fun show. Like, it's like a little different from this, just in that Sarah and I are very different people, but mm-hmm. It's still got Kim. And if you're a big fan of this show and you've never listened to This Bitch, make
you'll
sure you go
it.
You'll love it. Go check it out right now.
Go check out This Bitch podcast anywhere you find podcasts. This Bitch with me and Sarah Wineshank. Follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. And God, why'd you leave me with the last words?
I don't know, because I was trying to think of like something that this show has like brought into my life that I value a lot.
I guess it's just for me, the show, I don't know, it's like weird to talk about. I'm like, I feel like the show has taught me a bunch, but I feel like you've honestly taught me so much more. I don't want to get like corny with you, but like like
soft tones.
I swear, like, I feel like you've made me like softer and sweeter as a person. And
we can't unlike this. Hold on. No, not me pregnant crying on our last
and
episode.
I think that you as a friend, like, you truly have made me a better person. Like, seeing you and your family and how you guys are is like very motivating and so sweet. And I love you, and fuck you guys. Fuck you. Fuck you. The podcast is over.
I love you guys. Okay, bye.
Bye.